The next generation is going to be critical to maintaining and rebuilding rural America. We watch the small communities in Texas and South Dakota alike dwindle, and that's because we've got an exodus of people from this lifestyle. So there's a lot to unpack there on why that's happening. But our role as the really one of the most farmer-facing aspects of the United States Department of Agriculture is to ensure that there is opportunity there for those producers. So we've got a robust loan program where young and beginning producers can come in and qualify for money that's set aside in our regular loan program to help them acquire real estate or acquire the means of production. But I think it's critical, Tony, for us to step back from this and understand that any machine is perfectly designed to have the output that it creates. And right now, this machine is designed to create a ever-aging population of producers. We're at 57 now. I suspect we're going up with this year's ag census again. So we might have to take a look at doing things a little bit differently than we have in the last 30 years to have a different outcome. It's one of the things that I'm excited to talk with our friends at the ABA about. How do we work together to improve finance for producers for the long haul and to get those young and beginning producers in the door, into production in a way that allows them to be a contributor to that rural economy instead of someone that wants to flee it.